Maestro.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, adult stars and authors, of all flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cherry cheesecake, cream de menthe, rainbow swirl. I'm kind of a rainbow sherbet tonight. In honor of Gay Pride Month. It's still Gay Pride Month, right? And it's Vanilla Sucks Night at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy. Welcome to my womb room. This is a show about sex with a capital X. And we are all children of sex, are we not? Yeah. I believe we are. I believe we have not started cloning ourselves en masse just yet. And I do believe we may be children of God. We may be children of Jesus, Allah, Brahma Ramadama. We don't know, but we do know. Until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
Women!
Yes, brothers and sisters, this is the womb room. Where we are anything but vanilla. Well, we are the anti-vanilla. I'm your Auntie Vanilla, and that's your Uncle Max. and we are going to have a fun show tonight with a rainbow of exciting guests. Tonight we're going to do what we love to do, which is mix it up. Yes, so we're going to have the author of this book, which I just read. Yes, I actually read it. That's why I'm all dressed in rainbow. I undid my vanilla marriage, unlearned it. It's what's called Unlearn Vanilla Marriage. Actually, I don't think I ever learned vanilla marriage. I don't think. I have a vanilla bedspread, and I think there are going to be some vanilla things coming up tonight that I'm going to have to desecrate. Un-vanilla eyes. I see a few vanillas out there. I'm looking forward to that. There's something deliciously corrupting about unlearning vanilla. Consensually, of course. And we're going to learn all about it. We're going to learn how to unlearn with the author. He's going to be on in a few minutes on webcam, Rich Woods, and his honey, Jane. But I want to introduce my guests in studio. Because there's a rainbow of beautiful, bodacious babes here tonight. Really, there are. And let's see, we're just going to start with... of the Hilton family.
Hello, this is Amor Hilton.
Amor Hilton. Paris couldn't be with us tonight, but we do have Amor.
Hello, this is Amor Hilton. I'm so glad to be here tonight with Dr. Susie.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to entertain such, you know, celebrity royalty, really.
I know, I'm all sherbet tonight.
You are.
I am.
You are sherbet. Let's
look at
you.
I think I'm the pink pussy pop tonight.
You are. You are very deliciously strawberries and cream.
Ooh.
Yes, I think Tasia Suter, who looks a little bit vanilla tonight and might need to be desecrated, I think she must have dressed you.
I guess so, huh?
Yes. But you often dress yourself up in all different colors. You are not a vanilla girl.
Oh, I would say not, definitely.
No. I see your hair is all different colors. Tonight it's blonde.
Tonight we're going blonde, but usually I do the strawberry vanilla swirl.
Well, welcome you, unvanilla girl. You are a what? I mean... you're just a celebrity model adult.
Oh, well, I would say I'm a Mrs. Do-It-All, huh?
Yeah.
I do the entertainment. I am proudly an adult model entertainer. I do the casting. I'm in music. I do fashion modeling. I do many things, but I'm mostly proud to be, of course, in our lovely adult field. This is one of my favorites to be in. Very proud to be here.
All right. Welcome. And here she is, back on the Dr. Susan Block Show after a little hiatus of a few months. She missed us, and we missed her too, Tiffany Starr. Welcome back, darling.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yes, I love that East Coast accent. What is that, Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's Northern Mass.
Northern Mass. Oh, it's so sexy and down home. I mean, I'm from Philly by way of New Haven, so yeah, it makes me feel very homey. Yeah, so welcome back, girlfriend.
It's great to be here.
You're here without your girlfriend tonight.
Yep, I'm just alone tonight. Ooh. Well, maybe not for long.
No, you're a very friendly girl. Not very vanilla either.
Not at all.
No, were you ever?
No.
Did you try to be a vanilla boy when you were a boy?
No.
For like 2 minutes? No, not even.
No.
Never.
Mm-mm.
You were always ready to swirl.
I still swirl all the time.
Yeah. You swirl and you twirl, girl. Okay, well, welcome, T.S. Tiffany Starr. And now, here she is, virgin to the speakeasy. Oh, she could be vanilla. Wait, is she wearing white? She is.
Yes,
oh, my
I
goddess.
Am.
We have a vanilla girl to desecrate.
Yes.
Ooh, that's exciting. Her name is Shawnee.
Shawnee Reed.
Reed.
Yes.
Shawnee Reed. I was gonna read that off of my notes. Because you're new. You're so brand new. I didn't even know you were coming until like just a few minutes ago. So I'm very glad to welcome you into your virgin show.
I'm very, very, very excited to be here.
And it's you're more virgin than it's not just your virgin Dr. Susan Block Show. This is
right.
Is this your first time on a radio show?
Yes, actually, I have. I just signed, and I have not started. I haven't done any of my first shoots, nothing. So I am completely virginal to the industry.
Ooh, wow. That sounds fun.
She says signed so professionally. But let's just say who you signed with.
Ideal Image Management.
Image Management.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, with King James Isaiah, who's
somewhere
lurking around.
What is that?
There's some more royalty.
I think I'm going to walk over here and just kind of say hello to the guests.
Here's Captain Max of the Rainbow Team. He's going to see rainbows now. So,
yes.
A little way to wear rose-colored glasses.
Folks.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to worry about.
No, it smells like good old George Washington tobacco. So you are all in vanilla. Have you led a vanilla life up until now?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat,
actually,
yes. Yeah. You haven't been in the colorful porn industry.
No, I've done some dancing.
You've done some dancing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And relationship-wise?
Oh, I've always been a freak. I've always loved sex. I've always been very, very outgoing and
right.
very open.
Multicolored.
Yes, very, very multicolored.
Mm-hmm. Multi-flavored.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now you're going to be on...
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
well,
of course.
Well, okay.
So what is it you like the most, then? What are you interested in pursuing?
Well, I want to make a career out of this. I want to go far. I'm open to anything. I don't have any limitations, pretty much. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go hard.
Wow.
So I'm ready to go.
Spoken by a virgin.
I guess so.
Yeah,
we have to
with big eyes. We don't know if your stomach's as big as your eyes, but we love to hear, we love to see, know about big eyes, you know, because that means you got ambition.
Yes.
Which is fun. Very, you know, exciting. You remember when you were just a brand newbie?
Well, yeah, but I don't feel like it anymore. I feel part of the family now.
You are. Not that you're a veteran. Second
not yet.
Now, here she is. I'm not sure whether to call you a vanilla girl because you are wearing white.
I'm piña colada.
Sweet. Yeah. You're piña colada.
I didn't know what that was. It's piña colada.
This is not vanilla.
You do know that like piña colada mix looks like semen, right? Like it looks perfectly like semen.
That's
naughty twist.
I'm going to go over there and check this out.
You know, vanilla can look like semen, actually, come to think of it.
Let's see.
In fact, maybe that's part of the whole vanilla matrix.
Are you pina colada or white?
The patriarchy enforcing its semen upon us. All right. Mary. I feel like I should introduce Mary. I'm introducing Tracy.
Hi.
But Mary looks like she wants to say something. And Tracy has a mouthful of I'm not going to say what.
Yeah, don't say
So this is
We're
Mary
expect
Forrest.
It in a minute.
Okay, Mary Forrest.
Hi.
Welcome back. Comedian and girl about town.
Nice to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You look incredibly like rainbow sherbet-y.
That's the idea.
That was my favorite flavor when I was like going to Baskin Robbins as a child.
Lick me.
We'll see. We'll work up to it.
Yeah. Work up to it, she says, as she takes
exactly.
a sip of her drink, which is a lovely shade of
whiskey.
Piss. Yeah.
It's whiskey. I have vanilla cigarettes, though.
Oh,
I'm
vanilla
so ready for
cigarettes.
Tonight.
Are there such a thing? Yeah. Vanilla flavor. Yeah.
Girls that drink whiskey.
Oh, take
whiskey
a picture
like
of that. Would you hold up the vanilla much. Cigarettes for our cameraman, Jux Lee? And while you're doing that, perhaps you can take a moment. No, she still has her mouth full.
I cannot introduce Tracy
Sweet.
No, I swear. Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing in my mouth, I swear.
A dick in your mouth.
Not today. Not yet, actually. Not
okay.
yet.
All right. So, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Woo. Give her a big hand.
Yeah. If you like pina
See the
coladas.
Clap sign. Watch out.
See, I have a theme song, too. Yeah, it's perfect. I'm pina colada tonight.
I know. That's such a sick song. Yeah. Okay. Well, very cute. Is this your outfit, or did Tasia dress you?
I actually brought this.
Uh-huh.
It's all Tasia-inspired, though. I took Tasia's wardrobe and picked something of my own.
Ah. Now, you're part vanilla. I mean, you love Disneyland. You have, like, a season pass. That's very vanilla. Although, then again,
I've had sex at Disneyland, though.
Well, there you go.
See, that's what.
So I've. Like,
that's what happened to a lot of the kids.
A
lot of the kids that watched Disney when they were
right.
kids are turning into porn stars.
Mm, exactly.
Oh, I love.
It's not like the old days of Annette Funicello.
If I could, I would have been like, I want to be the Alice in Wonderland, but kind of Alice in Pornland. That's how I see myself.
There you go. We should do.
Where
that
did
production.
You have sex in Disneyland? Just curious.
On a Small World.
Oh,
it's a small
wow!
World.
That's
you desecrated
one.
My favorite
very,
ride
very
in Disneyland.
And,
yes.
And it was great too because it was during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So they have this. Really
They're all white. Everything's in white. Yeah,
it's really like dramatic and beautiful and such. And I was like, man, this is getting so annoying.
Yes.
And I had a skirt on anyways. Why not?
Well, I'd like to think that you were fucking on It's a Small World as a rebellion against the racism of that ride. Like, it's my favorite ride, but it's the most racist ride in all of Disneyland.
I would want to hope it wasn't a small dick after all.
No, it was a good time. Of course.
All the little nationalities, that's dolls.
Exactly. But the Chinese ones, and I'm half Chinese, yeah. The Chinese ones are like made of straw with lines drawn on there. Like they're the ones that are the most unhuman of all of the characters.
Right.
There's like, the Chinese ones are like creepy straw dolls.
Well, I mean, if you see in Mulan though, the actual characters, yes. Even in Mulan when they close their eyes, they're just two like slits.
They kind of look like aliens. All right, so we have introduced ourselves, and we're ready to desecrate Vanilla Land, but we need to learn more about the book. So do we have our author? Rich? Is he there? Yeah? We're having discussions right now.
It's connected to my rear.
Should we put him on? Yeah. There he is. He's coming into focus. Maybe? No? Yeah? Okay.
Dr. Susie.
Oh, there they are. Oh, wait, they're there. There they are.
Hello.
Wow. Okay, there's Rich Woods, author of Unlearned Vanilla Marriage.
They're in the bar.
And they're in a nice bar, you know. They got a really cool bar there. We have a cool bar, too, which we're not in right now. We're in the bed. But the bar is very cool, and that must be Jane, right? Do they hear me? Do they hear? Can they hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Oh,
there you are.
Ah, we couldn't hear you. That's okay. So, there you are. And are we in real time now?
Yep.
Okay. So, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Rich Woods and your better half, Jane. Is it Jane Woods?
Much better.
Much better.
Yes.
Right. What are you drinking?
This is a kind of rum punch that is guaranteed to make you make really bad financial decisions.
Oh, good. Okay. So, what do you want for the bar?
This is actually my basement.
Ah, okay.
And it's also the set of our show.
Ah.
The
Unlearned
TV
show.
Right, I'm performing interviews rather than being interviewed on this set.
Well, it's a great set to be interviewed. I like it. Most people are just in their office.
Yeah.
So it's very unvanilla, right? And it fits in with your book, Unlearn Vanilla Marriage, A Different Approach to a Failing Institution. Well, this institution has failed so badly that I don't think any of my guests have a vanilla marriage, right? Or even ever.
Or a marriage.
Or even a marriage. But a lot of our listeners and viewers in the closet do, the vanilla closet. Do have that, and so we want to learn all about how to unlearn vanilla marriage. So tell us about your book and what is the vanilla matrix?
Okay, the best way to describe the book for the layperson is to picture walking up to Dr. Phil and kicking him in the nuts. That's I really wrote the book to his audience. There's a bunch of Walmart shopping, moo-moo wearing house frows out there who are just orgasm deprived, and they're looking for something different, and they're very curious. I mean, Jane and I travel the country, we meet new and interesting people all over the place, and there's a lot of people curious as to what our little secret might be. And it's not just about negotiating non-monogamy or swinging. I hate the word swinging. It reminds me of a guy who looks like Larry Tate from Bewitched offering you...
Actually, I love the word swinging because it reminds me of bonobos, really. I mean, even though it is kind of a hackneyed word, it's like the bonobos swing from the trees. It does really describe the kind of activity that is engaged in. But, okay, you know... I think it's been kind of bastardized, but what do you like to call it? What do you like to call what you do?
Negotiate non-monogamy.
Negotiate. Back to business again. This guy's a businessman, right?
No.
I mean, that's cool. That's cool. But it's a little business-like. Swinging for me sounds like more fun than negotiating. But
well, true. The word swing has been kind of imposed in the American vernacular, so we'll go with swing. That's what we do. We meet new and interesting people, and we fuck them.
Right. You're swingers, right? They look like swingers. Yeah. It's very cool. There's nothing wrong with being swingers.
No, not at all.
Like nothing the at all.
You don't want to apologize, Trump, or back off from it.
But the vanilla matrix, this is what most people are in. I mean, not most people that come to the speakeasy, but a lot of people that that are, you know, out there in the world who, what is that? What are they buying into?
We have been conditioned, and obviously I'm kind of preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you and talking to the people who watch your show.
Yeah, but there's a whole other choir that is watching, that is in the closet. Yeah. Remember, they're in the closet.
Right. They know there's something. I was in a horrible vanilla marriage, which lasted for the worst 346 years of my life. And I knew there was something other than the miserable existence that I was living out there. So the vanilla matrix is, don't, just know that there's something different.
We're getting a little interference
by the vanilla matrix. I think the marital industrial complex has decided to interfere with our reception, which is a little disturbing.
We lost the sound.
Okay, we're
working. Can you hear? If you can hear us, just put up your hand.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, great. Now we can hear you too.
All right, well, this is Amor Hilton. I have a question. How would you describe the vanilla matrix? How would you describe
it? What a good question.
I have no idea
that
what
was
you're
my
talking
question.
About.
Right, but that's a good that she asked it again, because you're going to answer it because we couldn't hear before.
Actually, I thought of that question.
Yeah, right.
Before that.
The vanilla matrix. Do we take the red pill or the blue pill?
It's a great question, actually. Thanks. It's kind of the haze that most of the people walking around, the people that don't like us for who we are and what we do, when I say us, I mean us and you, they walk around this, they walk around confusing morality with sexuality.
Okay.
And I would venture to say... Okay, go ahead. I'm interrupting. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I think the big lie is that monogamy is natural. That, you know, just with one person your whole life, and that's it, sexually, is natural. And that if you can't do that, you have to divorce that person. And that's not true. And that's the big lie, I think, that your book is about. It's the big lie that another great book that I'm a big fan of, Sex at Dawn, by Dr. Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jeffis, is also about our prehistoric origins and how they are kind of promiscuous, meaning in the true Latin definition of the word promiscuous, mixing of people, mixing. I mean, that doesn't mean you can't be married and be in love with someone your whole life, but never to touch another person.
But you gotta mix.
You gotta do a little mixing, right?
That's why they're down in the bar mixing.
Is that what you were doing in the dressing room?
I'm
with
in the other
blow
bar.
Last week?
No, yeah. I didn't. I did not get a blowjob from her.
Is this the foundation of every
just chewed
marriage,
on my zipper.
Though.
It's the foundation of a lot of marriages. Is the vanilla matrix? Is this whole idea that we have to be true to each other, which actually fosters people lying,
right.
Because they lie to cover up their cheating, because inevitably they cheat.
That's true. Over a course of time, I would believe that they would.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an
amen?
Amen.
That's the vanilla lie. I am the anti-vanilla. All right. So we're all rainbow sherbety here. So you guys, did you write this because you're swingers, or did you become swingers because of your philosophy?
No, we started out just kind of exploring different stuff. We fell into swinging together. Mm. It's a great little hobby for us. I mean, some people ride motorcycles, some people play chess. We like to fuck. We're really funny that way.
You know, that is just a great hobby when you think about it.
Yeah. Do they get jealous over the other person having intercourse with somebody else?
No.
That's my question.
Yes,
jealousy is,
of course, natural question. Jealousy happens. I guess I would assume you do, but I don't know. But I would just want to know, how do you deal with jealousy?
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't get jealous. I love my wife. I don't own her.
I can attest to the jealousy part from our perspective, I think, from women's perspective, is that it depends on what your relationship is about mm-hmm. and what your man allows you to feel sexually. A lot of men are uncomfortable mm-hmm. with their wives being overly sexual.
Right.
It's a control thing.
Yeah.
And I a lot of women,
especially Republicans.
Yeah.
This
and
is Shani.
A lot of women hide their sexuality because they don't feel comfortable coming out with it because of how their husbands or boyfriends or whoever feel. And what for me, what the lifestyle has done is empowered me sexually to express my feelings. I'm not concerned with that. And the jealousy factor doesn't exist because we're completely honest with each other. If we're attracted to other people, it's a team effort.
Yeah. Well, I imagine there's something that you could do to each other to make each other jealous. Like, I guess dishonesty. That would make you jealous. If
mm-hmm. That would do it.
Yeah. There's something.
And this is Shani Reed. I have a question.
I'm not so delusional to believe that my penis is the only one on the face of the earth that has the ability to bring my wife to orgasm. It's a silly premise to operate from.
Mm. And the one thing we do find at lifestyle parties, especially with new couples, that it's typically the husband that asks the wife to go. And then once the wife shows up and she has a great time and she wants to go back,
the couples who don't.
Oh, you're fading. We're having a little interference here. Again, the Vanilla Matrix is coming down on us, censoring us. Oh, now you're gone.
No, he's getting a drink. He'll be right back.
All right.
Joe, come on back here.
He's rebooting the Wi-Fi.
You know, another thing I really like about your book is that it kind of debunks the Mars-Venus dichotomy of John Gray, which I think is just so simplistic.
Oh, John Gray, right.
Yeah, oh my God.
Whatever happened to him?
You know, well, I mean...
He retired with all his money?
He made a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, okay. I guess nice. I think he's got some racket
That's
going.
That's what we can look forward to.
You know, he's part of the Vanilla Matrix, really. And he's part of what keeps the Vanilla Matrix is this whole idea that men are from Mars and women are from Venus, that we're these opposites that you can only
There's probably a porn parody coming of like 50 Shades of John Gray.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I was actually talking to a director about that, and it's going to be a movie.
Now, I have a question.
Which 50 Shades of Gray?
There's a trilogy.
That's going to be.
There's another question.
Richard wrote a piece against 50 Shades of Grey, like a lot of people have, but it's very good also about how 50 Shades of Grey is 50 Shades of yuck, you know.
50 Shades of Vanilla.
Bad writing and vanilla, right.
I think you had a question over there.
I have a question.
From that beautiful lady down there on the first mic.
I have a question here. How do you guys, like, find other, you know, people in this lifestyle, other couples? How do you go about that? If you're interested,
I think they're going to find a few through this show.
Oh, of
actually,
course.
You know.
What you do is you move to Jersey, all right?
Yeah.
And you start fucking your neighbors.
Does it have to start in Jersey?
Or anywhere?
Like,
no,
does
I
it
think
have
it
to start in
anywhere.
Jersey?
Yeah, you guys, where are you in New Jersey?
There's swingers everywhere.
Yeah, we live between Bada Bing and Bada Boom and Forget About It Avenue.
I grew up in Montclair. You know Montclair? That's in New Jersey.
I'm a Philly girl, and Tiffany's from Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts! I wonder if they're into, you know, hot transsexual girls.
Ooh, that's very unvanilla.
It's very fun too.
Yeah, less vanilla than that.
Yeah. Have you ever engaged with a transsexual?
A hot one.
No.
A hot one.
Well, we've talked about.
You've talked about it. Tiffany might be the one for you.
Yeah, maybe. I'm
you specialize in couples?
I specialize in everything.
Everyone, rainbow, 31 flavors. You know, we have a caller. I don't know if we can put a caller on at the same time we have Skype. We're very technically, not vanilla, but I don't think we can put a caller on, too. So he won't be able to hear him. So I'm just going to ask his question. How should I ask my wife about taboo fantasies? This is from Adam in Chicago. He sounds a little vanilla. Is it okay if she plays alone with them? We are newlyweds. Okay. Is it okay if she plays alone? Well, yes, Adam. Just because you're married doesn't mean you can't masturbate or that your wife can't masturbate. Or does he mean plays alone with other people?
I think he means is that what he without means? Him.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess if it's okay with him. Yeah. Yeah. Right? I mean, that's okay for swingers. You know.
That's like a trust thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes you always want to be with your significant other, and sometimes it's actually kind of hot when you know they go off and come back and tell you the story afterwards when you have sex again.
Oh yeah, and that sounds hot. But I have a question: if let's say that you were just married, do rules change? Do things change like that rather than you guys, you know, were in a prior relationship before getting married? Then would it change after you get married? What's the difference? Is that you take vows and then you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do
that? Well, they keep negotiating. That's their whole meaning is negotiating. They're always negotiating, right?
Okay.
Richard and Jane, let's see them again in their bar. Are they having sex yet? Did you get her top off? Let me see.
No, we did have sex on the Opie and Anthony show, though,
okay.
once.
Mm. Okay. Well, where can we see them? Can we come back to their image? What? Oh, Mar, it's up to Mar. Oh, no, not me. Me, I'm the rainbow girl. No, I want to see our guest. Okay, can we see the webcam, or are they gone? Oh,
no.
Hey! Okay, you're not having sex on the table. I thought you would be. Okay. All right, well, so we have a question about your negotiations. How long have you been married?
The best 15 years of my life.
Wow, 15 years. Yeah. And so is this something that evolved over negotiations, this swinging lifestyle?
Yeah.
The curiosity.
Yeah, we went to a swingers party because we were curious.
And you said...
And that's how it started.
Mm-hmm. Did you make an agreement just to watch to begin with?
We tried that, but it didn't work. We kind of fell into it like ducks to water.
Yeah.
Ah.
And we said watch, but that didn't quite
happen. We wound up... matter of fact, they're still two of our best friends in the world, but we wound up... having sex with another couple, our first party, and it really worked out. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, do you think that this is taking over? I mean, the vanilla matrix has held sway for, you know, I mean, tens of thousands. Well, not tens of thousands, maybe 10,000 years. That's it, 10,000 years, 12,000 maybe. And so maybe it's time for another way, and maybe. The fact that I have all these unvanilla people here, I mean, it's not like I said I only want unvanilla people, but, you know, maybe that's a sign that things are changing. Do you think things are changing, or you think the pendulum just swings?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Between BDSM and polyamory and swingers and voyeurs and exhibitionists, there are a million different things out there that vary from the norm.
50
I think
shades.
Traditional
That neighbor's wife is out there, telling you.
Right. So you're part of a wave. We're part of a wave that is maybe a tsunami that's going to just flood societies all over the world. Maybe we are.
Absolutely.
And this is why, as I think it was your producer was saying, why the Republicans are freaking out right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're Republicans.
Right.
Right. Well, they're very vanilla.
Well, if it's a tsunami, you know it's going to start in Asia.
Right. Well, it probably is. And, yeah, I mean, Republicans, I don't know, there's a lot of Republican swingers, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but
of
the
course.
Party
yeah,
line right. is vanilla. I think he was talking about you. You must have said that as a producer.
I'm the producer. Yeah.
Well, you're the executive producer.
I'm the executive producer.
The producer is running around with what looks like vanilla scoops of ice cream on her tits.
I mean, these things are bigger than yours. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they're huge. We're going to desecrate them shortly with strawberry juice. We're excited about this. In fact, I think it's time to do something physical. What do you think?
And,
we're going to keep you on for a few minutes, right? I mean, have you ever ridden a Sibian,
I've never
Jane?
Have.
I'm asking Jane so she can be jealous. I want to see if she gets jealousy here.
I am going to be extremely jealous.
See, there you go. I knew she could feel jealousy, right? Okay, so have you ridden one or ever?
No, as a matter of fact, not had a chance to yet.
Well, I am going to see who among my lovely guests would like to demonstrate the riding of a Sibian. We could have a veteran or a virgin. Veteran or virgin. Who wants to ride? The Virgin. All right, Shawnee. Here she is. Shawnee, all dressed in vanilla white. She looks like a little vanilla angel, and we are going to desecrate her. Yes, absolutely. We're going to corrupt her with colors and with orgasms. And she is going to unlearn any vanilla that she may have learned. All right, here she is, newcomer to the porn industry and to the unvanilla world. Hey, baby, I need a microphone. Can somebody help me get that microphone so you can speak? Well, there you are, Shawnee. Where are you from, actually?
Well, I was born and raised in Florida, but I've been in Kansas City, Missouri for the past 6 years.
Kansas City, Missouri. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, how vanilla can you get? Kansas City. That is in the middle of middle America. Kansas City, Missouri. Okay, there's you may not be vanilla in your heart or soul, but you were surrounded by vanilla, I guess.
Yes,
what was that like?
It was horrible. High school was horrible. It was ridiculous.
Well, okay, elaborate a little bit before you ride the city in.
The difference that I've noticed about coming to California is that I can be more open about myself and about my sexuality.
Yeah, so open, you lost your voice.
Actually, I was at the Playboy Candyland party last weekend. We were at the Roosevelt.
Screaming.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then I'm not going to have you talk too much anymore.
Okay,
how about a striptease? Okay, here we go. A little music, maestro. Here we go. We are entertaining our guests at the bar, the authors of Unlearned Vanilla Marriage. Here she is, unlearning her vanilla dress. Down it goes, and we have nasty, naughty black panties and toplessness. That was quick. Boy, you can unlearn vanilla really quickly. It's amazing how quickly you can just unlearn it. Look at this beautiful, natural, virgin body. Not a virgin sex, brothers and sisters. Just to the industry. And to the show. Shawnee Reed. Here she is. Naked, except for her high heels. Stand up. And shake it, baby. Let's hear it for Shawnee Reed. Woo-hoo. All right. Okay, so take the mic.
Okay.
Have you ever ridden the Sibian before?
No, I haven't.
No. Oh, my. Well, you're going to do it now. Okay, so here we go. We, of course, are very into safe sex here. Or actually, you have to call it safer sex, right?
Yes.
Right, because nothing is safe in life, especially driving on the freeway. So, look at your panties in the middle of the floor. Oh, put them up here. Ah, look at these lovely panties for Panty Boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They smell so favored. Okay, now you're going to sit over there. It doesn't have an attachment on because this is your virgin ride. And it does have the saran wrap on.
Okay.
And you just kind of sit over this part here. It's right there. Okay, here we go. We have other panties for you, by the way, if you want different panties. And so here we go. You're sitting on the Sibian. This is Shawnee Reed.
Shawnee Reed.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get this situated here, so maybe I can hold the mic for you so that you don't have to do a thing. Okay, so here we go, except come. Okay. Well, you don't even have to come. You just have to experience the Sibian. No pressure. You know, if I say you have to come.
I want to see you come.
I do too.
Okay.
Me
you
too.
Know, I'm a therapist. No pressure. Okay, but they want to see you come. So
I want to come too.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Start slow. Get it going. Okay. I'm doing this for Jane to get her jealous. Okay. Okay, here we go. Don't hesitate to make sounds. We're raising the rhythms. Okay, she's on the Sibian. By the way, you can get your own Sibian at drsusanblock.com/Sibian. There she goes, Shawnee Reed, riding. How's it feel, Shawnee?
Oh, it feels amazing.
Yeah. You're getting that vulva right up against that Sibian, right up against that motor there, baby. Yeah, ride it, girl. Yeah, okay, I'm raising the power just a bit and just a bit more. Here we go, Shawnee Reed. She's riding. cowgirl style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ride that Sicilian girl all the way from Kansas City, Missouri, getting on vanilla on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Doing a little loop-de-loop here just to get a little unvanilla. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I turned it up as high as it'll go. Squeeze and release those PC muscles. Take a deep breath in and out. And in and out. And open up and squeeze and release. Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. Oh, she's coming now, I think. Okay. Sounds like she does. Yeah. Let's hear it for Shawnee Reed. Whoa. Wow.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay. Yeah. How you doing? You don't have to stand up right away.
Wow.
Boy, you don't push yourself.
Wow.
Just relax.
Wow.
That's a very good report.
I want one.
Okay.
Immediately.
Amazon wish list.
Okay. Definitely.
All right.
Loved it.
With my affiliate code. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So it was great. And you usually like vibrators? Or?
Yes.
You're
a
vibrator
fiend?
You have a rabbit. Okay. How about a Hitachi?
No, I don't. Not yet.
Have you ever used a Hitachi? No. Oh. Well, you know, we're going to get there in just a moment. But I just want to find out if Jane is jealous.
Very jealous. I'm actually on my way there. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Yeah, okay, come on, please.
Well, it looks like the Sibian's still going, so.
Oh, actually it is. You're right. The Sibian didn't have enough.
Anyone could just hop on.
You're so observant, right.
You should start charging for rides.
Yes. Okay, well, we're getting more unvanilla by the moment, and we've really enjoyed being inspired by your book, Unlearn Vanilla. You didn't think it would inspire Sibian rides and mayhem, did you? It's going to inspire more mayhem in just a little while.
Well, that's the idea.
Is it? Okay.
That's why I wrote it.
Good.
We love mayhem.
And we'd love to keep you. I mean, we have another guest. Is she lined up on the webcam? Is she? Oh, okay. She hasn't. Well, then we're going to keep you with us. Bella has...
That's fine with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Well, hey, everybody.
I have a question for them that's actually on behalf of my friend Kim, who's in the audience. Mm. Like, talk a little bit about the Captain America shield in your bar.
Oh. Captain America. That's very unvanilla. Not...
I am a comic book nerd.
Yay! You're among friends.
You might be like a Comic-Con weekend this week.
I want to bone.
Oh, okay.
Captain America. I just want to say that I've had a few fantasies that involve Captain America.
Right?
I bet you have.
After the Avengers, it was on.
Plus, so far he's still a virgin.
He might be having.
You can totally take his cherry.
Red,
oh,
white,
yeah,
and blue.
Captain America is still a virgin.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And a vanilla guy.
Right.
He needs to
buff,
be corrupted.
Hot, totally pent up sexual frustration.
Absolutely. So
likes the Andrews sisters.
Well, there's some cute comics in Unlearned Vanilla Marriage. There's a few little comics here. Who did the comics? Where are the comics? Some little comics.
Is it a graphic novel?
It's kind of got little drawings and things, you know, this little. Or did you just swipe these off the internet or something?
No.
Oh, no.
We had to buy all of those.
Oh, really?
All of those pictures.
So you're not just honest in your marriage? Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, it does. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, we have a little bar type ritual here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Since you're in a bar and we have our own bar, right by the bed. Where is my vanilla ice cream cone? AKA my producer.
Deja, where are you, Deja?
Two scoops. Hey, two scoops.
Deja.
Okay. Let's see. So who's participated in the agua drinking ritual? You are not allowed because you are still like 19 or something.
Yeah.
Crazy age, right? Wow. Okay. No, forget you.
Oh, sorry.
But are you're not a teetotaler or anything, are you?
I am no teetotaler now.
No. Okay, and yeah, you're into variety. I see you're already sipping, but we have our agua. And how old are you?
21.
You're 21.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. Okay. And little Miss Missouri. So, where is she? Oh, she's dripping? Yeah? Okay. All right. Well, then I will get the thing started here. I can be a bartender. Yes. Where is my agua?
Smash me, Dr. Susie.
With the bottle. Yes. Okay, so here we go. We drink out of dicks here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And so, balls up.
Out of myself?
Yes. And, here she is. Look at these vanilla boobs. Look at these.
Wait a minute here.
Vanilla.
Sexy.
I'm a hot fuck Saturday extra nuts.
You're a hot fuck Saturday.
So we're doing some
that
penis
is a
shots
sweet
here.
Spanking skirt. Very nice.
Yes, very, very nice. that is from Kinky Eddie, actually, that spanking skirt. Right? Is that the one from Kinky Eddie?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Yeah, very nice. Okay, this is perfect for bending over.
Look at that. Hot damn.
Okay. And we can get Bella. Oh, okay. Oh, she's around? All right.
She's
well,
on?
Well, we do have another guest. So I want to give a big hand, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, to Rich Woods, author of Unlearned Vanilla Marriage, A Different Approach to a Failing Institution, and his beautiful wife, Jane. Hey, Jane.
And where can we get this?
Yeah, thanks for having us, Doctor. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, well, we loved having you. And come out and visit us if you come to L.A., you know?
Yeah, I actually do. I gig out there all the time.
So we will be out to see.
Oh, so then you'll come to my womb room.
Keep the Symbian handy, by the way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So will you flash for me, you know,
please.
Little flashing?
Get that guy please to buy it for you.
Quick flash.
Actually, these came from Missouri, by the way.
From Missouri.
Missouri, yay.
Yeah.
All right, from Missouri.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't see the flash.
That's how to make them
one
in Missouri,
flash.
I guess.
One more, come on.
It's a petite flash.
Oh, it's a petite flash, okay.
For business reasons, I'm going to kind of pass on the flash.
Okay, we have to get the agua in her when she comes over. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so
Rich
much.
Rich Woods and Jane.
Get the book.
Okay, Unlearn Vanilla Marriage.
Get your neighbor.
And we're now going to get our other webcam guest, who is very unvanilla.
Who is it?
Bella Vendetta is on the line. Do you know who she is?
Ooh, Burning Angels.
She's a famous Burning Angel porn star.
Ooh.
Right. And we're getting her up. But while we're doing that, we are pouring the drinks, okay? And here we go.
I'm going to investigate.
I guess I'm multicolored tonight.
That's in this area.
Yes, there's a lot of multicultural
smells.
I'm making
great friends with Max tonight. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Doing my rounds, you know.
Kinky Eddie, this is a brilliant skirt you've got here.
Hello there.
My goodness, yes.
And this is a multicolored salt we've got here. Very good. Okay.
Yes.
Mixture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here's what you do.
Totally.
All right? Are you going to be my guinea pig here?
Sure.
Okay. So I will give a demonstration now, brothers and sisters, as we are getting our guest ready. You first lick the surface of the body part that you are putting your salt onto, and that would most likely be a nipple, but it could be anything. So
See how that works? Oh, that's very nice.
See?
I like
okay.
That.
First lick it, so it's sticky. And then, whoops, you put the salt on. My salt is blue. I'm excited. This is a little scary. I'm, you know, but it's a new experience, the blue salt.
And this is not okay. Coke. Mm. Just
no. Oh, right. It looks like
you
that.
You get salt.
Coke is not blue. No, it's salt. It's salt.
Okay, we have Bella.
How much salt
you
want?
But I have a tit in front
I'll
of me, so I think I'm going to lick it.
Take care what you got to take care of.
It's just open.
Wow. Pixie sticks.
You didn't get it
And then you sip. Okay. Or
I poured
guzzles.
Those.
I like her.
Okay. So let's say hi to Bella while you guys can start your shots. If you like.
And, we got a bunch of pictures.
Yes. So Bella is over here or somewhere? There they go. Okay. There they go. Now we have Tiffany licking up the lovely titties. Ooh, beautiful big nipples on pretty petite titties of Amour Hilton. Yes, Paris, eat your heart out.
Hey, can we cut to that?
Yeah.
Scene,
can you do that again?
Can we do that one more time?
We missed that in the mix.
Yeah, okay. We missed it.
All right. Well, now we're on to other titties here. This is the Tiffany titty being salted and, oh, yes, it's the blue salt, which isn't so salty, actually. It's kind of sweet, but... I believe that Jux Leather Manufacturers is going to be getting us saltier salt soon. But in the meantime, we are using Pixie Sticks.
That was a great,
it's good.
Great shot.
It's good,
after
huh?
Shot.
It's
there
yummy.
You go.
Mm. Agua, ooh, yes. The drink of champions. Okay, you got to get yours.
I know,
huh?
I think we have Bella on, too.
Oh, Bella, there she is. Mm-hmm. Bella Vanilla, I mean Vendetta. Right. Hey, Bella.
Hi,
how you doing?
Shots of. I wish I was doing shots with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do shots where you are.
I'm doing shots of water. It's like it's a dry Saturday night where I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you're on the East Coast. You can't get anything after a certain hour.
Oh, Susie, I thought that I was having a shot off this lovely girl. Why is she on Skype? I thought I was doing a shot off this girl.
Oh, off of Bella.
I'm lovely.
Oh,
my Bella.
My
Bella.
Bella, you're wanted in the womb room. Can
oh,
we get
she's
over here
wanted.
Please.
I wish I was there now. You guys are making me wish I was there. Pixie sticks and booze.
We have pixie sticks and liquor, baby. Agua. And it's unvanilla night, which is why I am dressed like 31 flavors. And my consort here, the lovely Shawnee Reed, is not dressed at all.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've just been discussing this book, Unlearn Vanilla Marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been vanilla in your life?
No, never. It was never really an option. I was kinky before I even realized what, kinky was saying.
Mm. You were just born multicolored.
Yeah, I was just a born freak. What can I say?
I think we're all born multicolored. But maybe sometimes we try to be vanilla. You never even tried.
No, I never tried.
No.
Can I just throw in that girls with tattoos are a huge turn on for me, and she just looks absolutely gorgeous.
She's got some hot tattoos. Can you show us?
So,
some
I mean,
of
if
your
you could show me some,
tattoos?
That would be like a great fantasy material.
Right now, I'm getting my sleeve work on, so that's what.
That looks.
I got a little bit done. I'm getting more tomorrow, and.
I guess as soon as you get tattoos, you're not very vanilla. Right. And you got two eyeballs on your clavicles there.
Peacock feathers.
And she hangs
from those are peacock feathers. I thought they were eyeballs. Oh, wow. Those are cool. Well, you know, peacock feathers look like eyeballs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
I love the picture of you, Bella, with the flowers in your butt.
Oh, the flowers in your butt. I missed that one.
And the suspension.
That's a different thing that I just did with Julie Simone. That was like a new experience for me. It was very cool.
It was
turned
human
me into a human vase and like tied me upside down with my legs over my head with a bouquet of flowers coming out of my ass and one in my mouth.
Wow. Well, you have a very fertile ass. You know, flowers bloom. Flowers bloom from your ass or bud, as the case may be. Yeah. I mean, don't they call the asshole the rosebud, right? So,
yep.
Sometimes, right?
Yep.
So, had a little flower there. Nice, nice.
It was a sleigh.
A sleigh.
Citizen Kane reference, sorry.
Oh, right. Wow. That, you know, you have to do a shot off of somebody's titty for that. You know, that's it. Or your titty. I need
come to
do
me,
it.
Come
okay,
to me.
Okay, here I come. I'm coming. Okay, all right, we're going to do a titty shot now, Bella. So you can.
Which one of us is doing it?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm going to do it off of your titty. Yeah, you should come up here. Okay, all right, here we go. And this is the amazing Mary Forrest, who's wearing a very sexy, very sort of elegant corset. She's often very elegant, yeah, okay. And why don't you be the microphone holder here?
Okay.
Okay. In fact, you didn't get your shot,
no.
Did you? So maybe we should both do one off of her. Right, we should do one off of her together.
Have any of the photographers noticed Susie's butt right now? Mm. It's very picture-worthy.
My butt?
Skirt is literally going right down your crack.
Oh, it's
like
in
two
my crack.
Perfect cheeks. It's
yeah, oh, except when I bend over, it splits. Okay, right, okay, I'll stick it in there. Perfect cheeks. Right, all right. All right, so... pull that out. Yep, thank you. Oh, what beautiful nipples you have, my dear. Here we go.
Have at.
The other one's hiding.
First you lick. I'm telling Bella, this is the instructions here. I don't know if she missed out on this. First you lick, and then you put the salt on. Right? Salt. Whoops. Oh, you didn't lick yours yet. Okay, here we go. Salt. And now... And there we go. Okay. So now your turn, Bella. Bella? Where is she?
Take it off.
Ah, we have a little...
Come back.
Okay. Oh, wait. You're going to have one off of me, right?
Okay. We're trying to get...
We're trying to get her back. Okay,
she's kind of...
Hey, she's back.
Oh, there she is.
Hello. My
name's Tracy, by the way, the one that likes the tattoos. I don't know if you can see me.
And she has a lovely tattoo on her chest that's from church. I mean, speaking of vanilla, she has a church tattoo on her chest, on her left breast. Lead me. What psalm is that?
It's actually James.
James 1:12. Wow. That's like taking vanilla. I mean, that's kind of desecrating vanilla right there. Right?
That's like organic vanilla.
Organic vanilla. I see. Okay. Who's doing shots now? Anybody? Do you want to do one? You're going to do one.
I'll do one too.
You're going to do one.
Hey, I'm over it.
Here you go.
Oh, what is it?
I scream, you scream, we all scream. I scream.
What's in the way? Oh, my fingers. Here we go. Amor. Your hair is all mussed up. It's very sexy.
It's sex hair, baby.
That wasn't salty at all.
No, it's pixie sticks this time. Oh, did you want to do one? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, okay, here we go, Saul. I am providing. I'm a dinner plate tonight. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That was lovely. Really. Okay.
Yes.
Very lovely. All right. So I feel like we have to, you know, really ruin some of these vanilla people.
Oh, I agree.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't we?
That's fun.
You want the rest of the girls, Susie?
The rest of the girls.
Yes, they're coming.
Do I want them? Yeah, I
want
them.
Molde.
Bring them up. I want the vanilla girls up here. I want to desecrate their vanilla. Yeah, absolutely.
How do you do that? How do you desecrate the vanilla?
Well, we're going to figure it out tonight. I think we have some cherry juice here, and then there's always
cherry
just
juice.
Ripping their clothes off. There's different styles of that. Bella, let me see you again. Oh, there's Tiffany. Oh, there's my studio. She is. Can we do some off of your boobs?
Sure.
Can we, like,
please.
Pretend, like, you've got salt on them? Can you show us your boobs?
Yes.
I'm
a fan of
Here we go.
And Bella's, where's Bella's boobs?
Ma guarda le belle, here we go. Ragazza.
Bella's
and
vagina hand.
Oh, woohoo!
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful boobs. Oh, very nice.
Can I have a costume malfunction or
now,
something?
Now, we should all make slurping sounds.
Sexy so, as hell. Another interesting fact about Bella is her pussy hangs in a fine art gallery.
Ah.
And show us your back thigh tattoos. They're so cute.
I bet.
Back thigh tattoos.
Step right up there.
All right, girl.
Daddy's girl.
Daddy's girl.
Isn't that nice?
And there's the rosebud asshole, right?
Did you really have flowers in your butthole?
When I was a little boy, and I saw this girl.
So actually, my whole group of guests came up on the bed. All right. Woo. Well, that's kind of cool.
What flavor are they?
Okay. So what flavor? I'm going to have Bella help me out here. I think that that Amour is strawberries and chocolate. She's got chocolate down her legs.
I thought that it was pink pussy poppy and black cherry. Right there. But,
okay. Pink pussy popping black cherry.
Woo!
Are you a pussy popper?
I guess so.
Oh.
I just witnessed one.
Would you do some pussy popping?
Yeah.
Pussy popping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pussy popping. Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty, everybody. All right, sit down in front of your computers.
We're doing some pussy popping now. This is
Amour. Some tissues.
Hilton. Eat your heart out, Paris.
Pussy popping.
And Nikki.
Live.
Okay. You know, the whole Hilton family.
You won't see that on Howard Stern.
Okay. So I think you have to. Do you have enough room to do your pussy popping? Okay, she's straddling now, and she. This is an interesting form of pussy popping.
It's the European.
Oh, this is the European version.
I like that.
Right,
yes.
And it ends with a kiss. I thought the pussy popping was a whole different thing, but you know it just shows.
Amore Hilton.
You're stepping on my wire. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Okay. This is like when the moon hits
you. You can kiss. Would you like to kiss?
I like a big pizza pie. That's Amore.
How about a nice kiss? Right.
La 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 la
la la la la.
That's Amore.
Amore, have you ever ridden a Sibian?
I never have before, actually. Maybe once in private, but I've never
Maybe not. Would you like to ride a Sibian?
I would like to.
Okay. I have to ask Bella.
What
Bella?
Do
I
do it? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Ride that machine.
And you hold the mic. Okay. And I hold the controls, baby. Ooh. Okay. And Bella, have you ever ridden a Sibian?
No, you know, I'm allergic to latex, and they're always, the cock on them is always latex. I have yet to find one that has, like, a non-latex cock on it. I've always wanted.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is latex. You know, I think we have to change the saran wrap, speaking
saran wrap.
Of latex. The pants should come off. Yes.
Oh, yes, pants come off.
They should. They really, really, really should.
That's Amore.
That's Amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Amore. Are you of Italian descent, Bella?
Yes, I am.
I thought Yay. So. I knew you knew that song, right?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh, here she is, Amour.
Get some pictures. Get some pictures.
Oh, look at this pretty pussy. Whoa.
I pride myself on my pussy.
Wait, say it again.
I pride myself on this pussy. I don't
pride
know if you
pride yourself on your pussy.
Yes.
Well, you should Supposedly, pride yourself on
that. I have a pretty damn beautiful pussy.
I see that. You do. You have a very beautiful pussy. Damn beautiful, as a matter of fact.
You got a nice pussy.
Yeah, it's great. My husband likes your pussy,
it's
too.
A nice one.
This is part of our unvanilla-ness. Is now he's going to be talking about Amore's pussy tonight.
Are you going to fit to them and tell me I'm vanilla?
You know?
Well, my vagina may be mad.
If I'd seen that when I was a little boy, I'd be way better off today. Whoa.
Look at that butt. Yeah. Beautiful butt. This is Amore Hilton, brothers and sisters. Okay, and I guess the ponies. Maybe should the ponies come off, right? We've had enough ponies. The ponies are great. The ponies are fantastic. But, you know, here we go.
She's like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
pony off.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. And now I think, are we ready with the Sibian?
Yeah. What, yes, what are we doing?
We are ready.
It's okay. Always ready.
Mm-hmm. Who's getting on Sibian?
Okay, excusez-moi. Excusez-moi. Okay, and you hold this microphone because you're just so good at that. And you don't need to hold it for me.
You want to get your clit right here on the end of the little...
Whoa!
There we go.
There we go.
And Susie is psyched on this right now.
I am so psyched, you know.
She's getting Barbie. I'm the freaking Sin.
This is my sort of Indy 500 right here. Yeah, okay. So now...
Okay.
Whoa, we have a question. What are the average amounts of semen that come out of your cock when you come?
Ooh.
Blake in Florida wants to know this.
What
the
is
average
that?
Amount of semen. I think it's not as much as you think it will be. I don't know. You're smiling like you have an answer to that question. Do you know what's the average amount of semen that comes out of your cock when you come?
I don't know. Is it just like in general, or is he talking about... Like my cock.
I think your cock, actually.
He obviously hasn't seen any of my scenes, but a lot.
A lot, a lot.
A lot, a lot.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we're going to start. Yeah, okay. Forget this discussion stuff. Tasia already put it up to halfway. See, I take a little longer. But Tasia is into movement. Quick, 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 quick. Here we go. Here we go.
And her reactions.
And where's the microphone? Where's that mic? Okay, Tasia's got the mic. Yep. Here we go. Okay.
Let's also see that face.
Yeah. You hold this. You can just lean over.
Bring those cameras up to that punim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a really nice punim.
Yes. Okay, except you don't want to look that way because there's no camera that way. Right, so, yeah. So, here. So, I think I'm just doing everything. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, a little
bit.
Oh
my God.
Get close, get tight.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God, my Mickey ass hair.
Oh, my Mickey head fell off.
She's great. Look at that.
Mickey.
She's like a piece of candy to roll down the mountain. Over the snow.
Oh my God. Sibian. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like still coming.
Let's hear it from Moore Hilton. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Woo-hoo.
More in the
after
party.
That wasn't bad. That was a great. That was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, girl, how was that?
I think every girl in America needs one of these. If they can, I'm pretty sure every girl in America needs one.
Absolutely. And we need to make a glass one for Bella, right? So.
Yes.
I would love it.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone needs to make a Nomlytech version.
But, you know, you can
enjoy
it.
That was like 2 seconds. That's horrible.
2 seconds.
Yeah, that was like a 2 second orgasm.
Well,
gosh, damn.
It's
a pretty sweet vendetta.
Sometimes you need it. Tasia, she drives some days, and she'll come back and take a break for 5 minutes and ride the Sibian for an orgasm.
I would too. If this was in my house, I'd be doing the same thing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Then we go to the bar later and talk things over.
Bella, I love how...
Can we divergenize anyone?
Excuse me?
She's the only person that we can divergenize on this array?
Oh, she wants to.
Yeah, that's what we're
going to
do right now.
Virginize.
Smoke out of a
smoke
pussy.
Smoke out of a pussy. Now.
You got that,
really?
Howard?
I have not seen that done, pussies, so yeah. I would love to see this.
I don't know what you smoke out of. But
well,
we're really cool.
I'm going to let Tasia take charge
we
of that.
Smoke right out of pussy.
Unbelievable.
Greatest show on earth.
Oh, I'm having
gentlemen.
A blast.
Come
to
see the
even
smoking
just watching, but.
I think you should do a strip tease for us. What do you say?
Woo! I'm
down. Just the strip tease?
No, that's to start.
Doctor, Susie, we could have
a
reverse strip tease where she puts the clothes back on really slowly.
But she doesn't have it. She has her clothes on already.
Oh, the other one.
Oh.
Like that one there.
I do not want to keep my clothes on.
I don't think they want to put their clothes on. I don't think anybody wants to put their clothes on. That's okay.
Fuck are you then?
My alright. So we are going to have a striptease from Tiffany Starr. Here we go. A little music, please.
And is Bella still there? Can we switch to her once in a while?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bella's there.
That's it. Look at that.
Bellina.
Yeah, great. Keep it.
Between Bella Vanilla, Bella Donna, Bella.
Bella, can you see all of this?
Bella Noche. Yeah, Bella, I think she can see. Here she is, Tiffany Starr, brothers and sisters. Being helped by Amor Hilton. Yeah, shake that. Oh, yeah. The 4th of July action here, brothers and sisters. A little Americana from T.S. Tiffany Starr.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Woohoo!
You
gotta get a
that?
Dick in the mix, you know? How about a dick, right? It's only good to have a dick. Now the bubbles come.
I got a pair of these too.
Yeah. How you doing there, Bella? I have to check in.
Awesome.
Can you see us, Bella?
I wish I was there. I can't see you guys. I could when I was on before, and now I can't.
Oh, you didn't see Tiffany's tranny dance?
No.
Oh, no, damn. Oh, you're going to have to do it again, Tiff. No.
Nice, huh?
I think there's now going to be something else going on here. This is a very unvanilla show. This is very unplanned, but
I guess it goes with the theme
I'll
of the no vanilla.
I'll hold your microphone, yeah. Okay, this is a strawberry dick behind you. Yeah, right. You just sit. You just lean right up against this dick. It's perfect for you. You just look like a real strawberry girl. What is this thing? This is just a little...
Oh, I was holding my lady friend's jacket.
Oh.
Like a sweet.
Okay. But there you go. I'll do that after...
I want to see how this works. First of all, I gotta know how does this work.
Where are you from, Amor?
Well, I'm a very, very, very proud person. I'm bicoastal, LA and New York City, baby.
I knew it. Woo! I heard that New York accent. Oh yeah.
Lube for weed?
Oh, this is a little lube. Lube for weed, right.
I'm good.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you're good.
Jen James says spit instead of lube. I agree.
Adult plate parlor, Susan.
Yes, oh, that's right.
Says break out the Peter Piper.
Ah, the Peter Piper is here, Adult Play Parlor. All right, and we thank Adult Play Parlor
stuck
for giving
right
it to
right in
us.
The lower cavities, the lower reaches of humanity are in there. That's where we all came from.
And she's also getting pussy juice all over the pot right now.
I'm afraid of this.
Okay, don't light it too close to her pussy. Okay.
We're not at kink.com right now.
No, we're not. We don't want to burn the clit here. Heat it up, but don't burn it. Okay, careful. We have fire on board. Okay, here we go. Tasia Suter is now puffing away on the Peter Piper from Adult Play Parlor.
That's from Adult
Play Parlor. That is the hottest thing that I've ever seen.
And don't forget to listen to their podcast.
Oh, it's very hot, huh?
That is the hottest thing, I swear.
It is.
Woo, girl. I wish I was like my beautiful Uncle Ron Jeremy, where I could just kind of do that myself.
Uncle Ron.
But I can't bend that
far. Yeah. No. You'll have to do it out of somebody else.
Yeah, I can't do that far out of Uncle Jar.
Aww. But you can suck it after it comes out of you. Have you ever smoked from a pussy pipe?
Amore,
I would love to smoke it from a pussy pipe. I'm not sure how it works.
Pretty pussy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Here's Tiffany. She's ready to take her puff. And then we have to desecrate Tasia's tits, I think.
Right? I agree.
Strawberry sauce?
Smoking pussies.
Smoking pussies.
From Adult Play Parlor.
Yeah, thank you,
you
Adult Play Parlor.
You better go see them and buy
and
some.
And we have some toys from
Otherwise
Adult Play Parlor, too.
Otherwise, they won't give us any more
so
fucking toys.
With our 31 flavors, so we haven't given out our Adult Play Parlor toys yet. Okay. Well, I guess I should take one.
I think you should.
Right, huh? I mean, I got to do it as when in Rome. Okay, so you hold this, and I come around like this. And, yep, like that. Okay, somebody else talk
All right, now.
Right now,
right now.
Talk to Bella.
Bella, tell us what you think.
Bella, have you ever smoked out of a Peter Piper?
No, I haven't. I would love to.
Bella.
Get the faces.
Got
oh, shit.
But, geez, I just want to come out to L.A. and be there. It looks like way more fun.
Oh, so you get a hit out of it?
No. Yeah, you do. Mm. Woo!
Yay! Very nice. I have never had somebody smack the marijuana out of my vajayjay, but it felt pretty freaking awesome.
Oh, yes.
I only wish someday I can smoke a pussy pipe as well.
Well, we have various ways of getting unvanilla on this show.
I can tell.
And now we are going to do something very meaningful.
Okay.
And symbolic. Okay. Tasia, where is this strawberry? We're now going
to
desecrate you. You're going to lie across our bodies.
Wait, what is that?
Okay,
Snappy Cheery.
I've never had a pussy pie before.
Oh.
Amazing.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Snappy Cheery.
Magic music.
Okay.
Oh, I best.
Here we go. Well, what
amazing.
Position?
I
you should
wish
be in a
that
position.
I was next on the list. But apparently,
you're
my
gonna
pussy
lay
was
upside
the
down.
And I wasn't the smoker.
Okay. So,
No, I disagree.
Okay, so here we go. So, Tasia is getting into position here. Okay. And she is going to be desecrated. This is vanilla. Tasia is representing the vanilla matrix. All right.
Oh, shit.
Tasia is the vanilla matrix, brothers and sisters.
I'm going to get
you. And, okay, you put the microphone up to her because you have to hear her. Okay. How do you feel, vanilla matrix?
I feel like making everyone get a divorce and leaving children fatherless.
That sounds appropriate.
Okay, that's what you do. That's what you do. And now we're going to make you honest.
Oh, ew. No.
We're going to put the strawberry swirl on you.
One sexual partner, that's it.
Yes, now one of your tits is still pure. But we're not going to let it
be hermaphrodites.
Put the microphone to her face. Okay, there we go. Okay, how do you feel? You are half corrupt.
Oh, it hurts. Okay. Somebody help me.
Okay, it hurts so good. Here, we're going to do it more.
I suck.
It feels so good to desecrate the vanilla matrix. It feels so good here.
Oh,
it does taste bad.
Taste impurity.
Yes, now lick it off. Okay, amor.
That's bloody.
There she goes.
There
Now you will experience the pleasure of honesty and being outside of the vanilla matrix. And now you see the pleasure of multi-flavorful life. Lick it off her face, right? She looks bloody like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can fuck
them
more.
It's on me now, though. It's on me, though.
Oh, it's on you now.
Let's renegotiate this agreement.
So a little like cough syrup.
Tasia.
I wanted to negotiate our agreement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the negotiation. We're renegotiating.
Well,
now.
More. I want to fuck Amor too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Amor
right
is
back.
So
yeah.
Delicious.
No
yeah, that's good. That's good.
Amor
so
means
married,
love.
Married, and I'll fuck Amor.
That's fucking Amore.
That's Amore.
Amore. Guarda che bella.
I don't know. Someone can crack
Now, speaking of Bella, how are you doing over there?
She's there.
Oh, yeah. Where's Bella?
So give us...
She was the one I was supposed to be
I love that shot
of her. Initially.
Give us some...
Bella's a tease.
Give us some gossip on Joanna Angel.
Oh,
No, I don't have any. I haven't really been doing work with her in the last year, so I don't get the juicy gossip anymore.
Well, if it's a year old, it's okay.
I saw Cleo tonight, and it was awesome.
You looked like you wanted to talk. Okay, just pose for the pictures. Just lay there. Yeah, looking.
Well, where's the book?
Oh, the book. Oh, right. Oh, yes. We should hold the book over you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, hold it over me. So
yeah, that's right.
Wait. Where's the Oh, yes, here we go. So now, here, you speak.
Oh, okay.
We're doing a picture.
We are doing a picture.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, is it? It actually matches the book. It's all red.
It's burning.
So, Bella, what are you doing lately? Promote yourself.
Well, I'm, like, redoing my site right now. So all of my time is spent, like, chained to this computer and coding and color-correcting pictures of my vagina and things like that.
Color-correcting pictures of your vagina. Speaking of different colors, what color should it be? Pink? Red? Purple?
It's pretty pink, you know. But I've just been editing a lot.
Could you turn off my microphone? I'm going to the bathroom.
Whoa.
Andreas.
Jesus. I've released the vanilla matrix, and it's scary. Whoa. Bella, when are you going to come out to the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm coming out there in January for like a whole month, so I'm going to have to come and play in the studio because it looks like way more fun.
I think so. We'll save some syrup for you.
And in January.
Put the microphone up.
I'll come back if you want me to.
In January, Tiffany's going to come back with a whole new ass.
I'm going to. I'm getting more surgeries. I'm going to get my thighs and my ass done, and I might make my tits double D's instead of single D's. And then you get to play with those, too.
Wow.
Awesome.
So, I mean, everyone on this bed has a free pass, so.
Oh. Yes, yes. And how about your cock? You're not getting anything done to that.
I don't need anything done to that.
No, nothing at all. I think the girls want to see more of your cock.
It's not even hard right now. It's just like bleh.
All right. You can, play around. Do a little play. What was that?
I said we love it, babe.
You love it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to touch it?
Sure, can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you
Am
can
I
touch
allowed
it?
To?
Yeah, you can go touch it. Yeah, come touch it.
Come hither. I'm sorry, you have like...
What do I need?
You have Chardonnay hands. I wish I had
Chardonnay
blue
hands,
on,
here.
It's Chardonnay
yeah, it's okay.
I don't care.
Ooh, how's she doing?
She's doing well.
It's long nails. Look at that.
Yeah, I feel can good? Get pretty big. It's just I don't think the alcohol.
But what was that?
Too much. So I can get pretty big, but you know the alcohol.
Oh, no more drinks for you.
Oh no, no more drinks.
She thinks it's not gonna happen.
Don't
so
stop.
I put my foot on top of it, and she'll be like, "Oh shit,
yeah,
I'm hard
don't
again."
Don't stop. Keep going.
Oh, the Amore Hilton pussy.
I know what you want. I know what you need, girl.
I don't want a sheep.
What?
You got syrup all over my sheep.
I'm not
okay.
trying to
That's
do
not
it.
Do those actually work? I'm not sure. Do the sheeps
way.
Actually work?
The sheeps?
Yeah, the love sheeps right there.
Or
is that just a JK?
It's, you know, it's a blow-up sheep. Yeah, it's fun. I like it.
It's
you know,
sticky.
But your hand. Oh, her
Sorry.
Hand is sticky?
No, the sheep
Oh, the sheep
is sticky.
Is sticky. Yeah, yeah. Don't mess with that sheep. That sheep needs to be clean.
That sounds wrong.
Okay.
Wait,
I feel better when
joke.
I'm hard.
I have a joke.
I was just helping the sheep over the fence, I swear.
All right. That's the shepherd's joke. Right, the shepherd's excuse.
Oh, yeah, that still feels good, though. Don't stop.
Oh, she's now got a conversation going. Don't
oh,
you hate when that
stopping.
Happens? Don't stop.
No, my hands are sticky.
Don't stop.
Yeah, baby.
Maybe she needs help.
Now you made my hands all sticky.
Oh, uh-oh.
You need some help.
I need help, yeah.
Oh. Oh, she said yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, look at you. Look at this beautiful Minnie Mouse. Ooh, she's sucking the dick of T.S. Tiffany Starr. And there she is, Amore Hilton, looking just as beautiful as... I don't know, as Paris Hilton, I guess, but you know, but with better tits and better hair and a better cock sucking technique. That's for sure. We all know about Paris's,
that's helping a lot.
Is really, really good. She is getting drunk dick hard. Yes. Oh, look at this. She knows how to do it. Beautiful, barefoot, Amor. Hilton. Oh, sucking that dick.
She's doing a good job.
Oh, she's doing a really, really good job. You're having a really, really good time, aren't you,
Tiffany? Well, I always have a good
time. Yeah, you do. You do. Well, it's only your second time. You didn't know for sure. It's like, you know, this is totally spontaneous and totally beautiful and totally un-vanilla. I think every different persuasion across the universe would agree that this is a beautiful, unvanilla moment.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's totally
and Amor
fun.
Hilton. Oh, suck it, girl. Oh, my
God.
Bella wishes she was here.
Bella
is enjoying this. Bella, give us a little bit of your commentary.
Yeah, I could use Bella on the other side.
Oh, I wish Bella. Shit. Oh, this is such a tease. Like, I almost wish that I didn't come because it's such a tease, but I guess I'm glad I'm here anyway. What a nice view.
Yeah, look, Bella, you can see her looking down on her view. yeah, and it's looking good. And, whoa, oh yes, oh my God. Amor Hilton is just sucking Tiffany Starr's cock with such beauty and grace and know-how. It is phenomenal. It's just
Minnie Mouse ears.
It's impressive. It's gorgeous. It's just and the Minnie Mouse ears, right? Or bow or whatever the fuck they are. Yeah, I mean this is great. And now you are in your glory, hard and beautiful, tranny and.
Does she fuck?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. She looks good. You know. Where's my assistant? Is she all sticky? I need a condom, right? Or do I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
She says no.
I didn't say no. Do
industry
I?
Or
when what? Do I say no?
Oh. Well, whatever you ladies like, we have all facilities and we're equipped. But she is sucking it so good, isn't she? What do you think as a newbie?
She's doing a great job.
Okay, you are impressed, yeah? You're here to learn.
I'm very
impressed.
You're
here to learn, right? Okay, I want...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need...
Bella,
yep,
you need
condom,
a beer, baby.
Yep. Bella is watching, I can tell.
Girl.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Want? Yeah.
You guys are going to have to stock up on non-latex condoms. So I can do some fucking
we are
too.
Just coming to the climax of the program here, brothers and sisters. Yep, and Tracy Sweet has entered the stage because she sees that it's time for bubbles. That's right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Lean on me, baby. Okay. Yes, and yeah. Oh, yes, you can just lean against me, baby. Yes.
I'll put the I have bubbles going all over my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes, don't get the bubbles quite all the way up the butt. Try to aim them a little higher. Yeah, great. Okay, here she goes. Yep, okay, brothers and sisters, we are getting very unvanilla. Mm-hmm. Okay, now someone should hold this microphone to them if I'm going to hold this wand. I think the action is going on over here. You have to come around this way. You're now in the tech department. Okay. Yeah. Here they are. They are fucking, brothers and sisters. We have fucking... Or maybe I should take this. Okay. It looks like I should. Yeah. Okay. We have Tiffany Starr is on the bottom. And Amor Hilton is on the top. And Tracy is blowing bubbles. Yeah, Tracy Sweet, and we're getting this fucking, yeah, it's all together, unvanilla fucking.
Oops,
they fell out.
Bubbles
in the vagina. Okay.
I got bubbles in my vagina now.
All right, stop the bubbles for a moment now. Stop the bubbles, okay. Do something else, Tracy. Right, okay. Here we go. We're going to now have bubble-less fucking, except there's a bubble in your butt right there. I'm going to pop it.
I love the bubble in the butt.
Yeah. That's so funny. Okay, we're going to have a moment of no bubbles, and then we'll have bubbles again. But now we're getting serious fucking, brothers and sisters. This is serious, good time fucking. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to the sounds of sex. Mm. Oh, the mic.
Tracy's gonna be at AdultCon.
So, yeah, I'm gonna be at AdultCon July 27th through the 29th.
Oh, no, you're
come
ruining
see
the
me
mood.
And my best friend Anna Fox. We're gonna have a booth together, and
come
it is.
See them, they're adorable.
Okay.
It's gonna be a fun party. Come on, right, come say
all right.
Hi.
Thank you very much. And back to you.
That was my fantasy has come true.
Yeah.
It probably would have been better if I didn't drink so much.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I think
I,
it was
I'm
excellent.
I'm not satisfied unless they bust, so I'm a little bit sad right
well,
now.
Oh,
I
can bust. You know, there's the after party.
I can bust.
This is
at
just
the after
show.
Party, I hope this one's here.
Yeah,
I am. And
she's
can,
here. She's
I
here.
Can bust, too. So.
She's going to bust
yeah.
all over your bust. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's going to bust.
Bust Minnie Mouse tonight, baby.
Oh,
all
right.
I'm
oh, yes. Look at
that
this.
That was sexy. Mm. My fantasy came true.
What
oh,
exactly
yeah.
was your fantasy?
Well, you know, they got hurt, but you weren't quite included in it. So
oh.
what do I know now?
Well, there's still the after party. But you mean you've never had sex with a she-male before?
I never have, but I've always wanted to. So I am absolutely
first
excited.
Time with a trans woman, with a TS, with a transsexual beauty. And you got one of the most beautiful tranny girls in the world,
oh,
of
that's
course.
So sweet
Tiffany
of you.
Starr, absolutely. But she deserves it, doesn't she? She deserves the best. This is Amore Hilton.
Tiffany Starr.
Having a first time
Amore Hilton
experience.
Saying that.
Absolutely.
Tiffany Starr is one of the hottest bitches I have ever banged,
absolutely.
And I hope to do it in the future.
Absolutely.
Besides Dr. Susie.
Mainly on vanilla. Well, you know,
she's
the after party,
baby.
Happen. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm.
Well, we're having a fun time here. Whew. Okay. Ah, what time is it?
It's
where
time.
Are we? What country are we in?
It's
12:00.
Okay.
What day?
Okay. All right. I think we're ready to wind ourselves up just a bit here. Yeah. And wow, this has been an amazing show, full of color and variety, and the many many flavors. Of human sexuality, and they've all been delicious, yeah. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Bella.
Hey, thanks for having me. I can't wait to come in person.
Yeah, you have to.
Maybe you can find like a non-latex Sibian cock for me so that I can get my.
I'm gonna find something for you. No problem. Definitely find something for you. You know, you got to be here, and you know, maybe you can ride the wooden horse. He's very organic, and of course, you know, the pussy pipe is glass.
Oh, perfect!
Yes, absolutely. So, Shawnee
yes.
Reed
yes.
is our virgin. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
and do you have
so
a Twitter account
me.
Yet?
I'm getting it. It's being currently
oh,
set up.
Oh,
you
gotta
right now.
Get it, girl. Okay, and thank you. Mary Forrest.
I'm at Mary Forrest on Twitter.
Okay.
Nice to be here.
And
thanks to all this nudity.
Thank you for your titty. Yeah. And and let's see. Thank you. Wow. Get this
Look
microphone
at this
around.
Woman.
Yeah. Amor.
Mi amore. When do I get my chance with you? My
well,
God.
Well, you know, I mean.
I wish you guys could
party.
See what I'm looking at.
After party. Yeah, yeah. You can only see if you go to drsusanblock.tv. You cheapskates are only listening, aren't you? Right. Okay, so where do we find you, Bella? I mean, not Bella. That was Bella. Amor.
I am a Taco Bella. Now, you can find me at twitter.com/AmorHilton. And no, if you put in A-M-O-U-R, you're in trouble. It's A-M-O-R Hilton.
Okay. And Tiffany.
You can find me at www.tiffanystarxxx.com, and that's two R's and star. And also Tiffany Starr TS on Twitter. And you can also find me on FetLife just by searching Tiffany Starr.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad you dropped in. And Tracy?
At TracySweet_XXX.
That's where you are, and that's Tracy with an E. You know where the E goes, right? Yeah. Figure it out. Okay. And
your
and
microphone, Susan, put it tighter, please.
Tighter?
Thank you.
He always says make it tighter. Okay.
It's still kind of sad.
Well, here we go. Here we go. Okay, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are going to wind up the formal part of the show. Right? Okay. And we want to thank our Kissin' Cousins, the Bonobos, for just being there still with us. They are endangered but not extinct yet. And the bonobo genome has just been sequenced, so we're really excited about that because it's proving all the things we've been saying, which is that the bonobos are our kissin' cousins. They swing from the trees as well as with each other. They are the original swingers. They are the original non-vanilla primates. Of course, actually, none of the primates are actually vanilla. None of them, except gibbons. Gibbons, and they're really far from us. But gibbons are the only ones that are really monogamous and like to be monogamous, and they have sex about once a year, so there you go. But bonobos have sex all the time and with all different members of their community, and they are very peaceful. They never make war, unlike common chimps and humans, and they never murder each other, and the males rarely rape the females, and if they do, all the other females gang up on them. So it's a lot of female solidarity in bonobo land because the females are all having sex, kind of like here. Anyway, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make unvanilla, you know. Mix it up, swirl it. 31 flavors and more.
Somebody brought you a penis cake. We just want to show it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to eat it afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. It
Can
fits
you guys
with
bring the penis
of ice cream and cake.
Bring it
know?
In here.
Let's see this cake. Wow.
Let's look at it.
Yeah, let's examine the cake.
Yeah, well, we're waiting. Let me fix your microphone.
Oh, I'm going to fix my microphone, darling. Yes, thank you very much. So sweet. Okay, now we're going to sit here in silence.
No.
and wait for this cake that's coming in, a penis cake.
We're not going to eat it here.
Oh,
though.
No?
No.
Can I smear it all over? Maybe we had all that cherry sauce and stuff. What? No? No? Oh.
You're in a rowdy.
Yeah. Where's that? Oh, you're holding the microphone. Okay. So we're going to wait for this penis cake.
No, yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. It's
here
coming.
It comes.
It's coming.
There's
it's coming.
The penis cake.
Okay.
Bring
the
it up
penis
here.
Penis cake. Look at this.
And you
this.
Know this guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Ultra Vulgar Superfiend. Ryan Esteban Stabile.
You and Tasia recently had a birthday.
Okay. Yes, yes. You missed. Okay, yes. Here. Give him the microphone. Let him speak for a moment. Give him a mic. Or where's the other mic?
Yeah, that's my here. These are some very, very special cakes. So you might want to... Yes,
okay, tell us about the cakes. Or tell us about something. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she does that with cake. She
happy birthday.
She desecrates cake.
Yeah. Oh, it's
just Susie and Tasia? I mean, I think it's probably everybody's birthday at this point. Yeah, everyone else as well. Okay. All right. This has been a circumcised cake here, I think. Badly circumcised.
Oh, yeah.
But by a drunken mohel.
This is the first wrist I've ever seen.
Oh, really? Really? It's a bad one. All right. Well, thank you for the cake. And it's good to see you, Ryan.
Love you, Dr. Susie.
Aww. All right. It's Yay. Bonobo time. Okay, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Even if that someone is a penis cake.
Watch out. Watch the equipment.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else?
Crazy.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.